Not our parties, no. We never had any.
Yeah.
That was before that. They used to have it years ago, and before that, at the bank squabbling and stuff. But then we never had any.
No, at a wedding. You know what a chivalry was? You ever heard that? They might have had them around here. I don't know. You know, if somebody was in the community was mad about somebody getting married, they wouldn't.
Well, it would. I mean, they didn't, what it was before this, they didn't go along with, in the beginning of my time, you know, they still was kind of shunning mixed marriages.
Mm-hmm.
But it's completely got away from that now, you know.
Yeah. Okay, we won't talk about that, but, at least I don't know, I don't particularly want to.
No, what I mean, though, I'm talking about amongst white people.
Mix among white people?
You know what, man, you take back years ago, the people felt kind of impartial to the Italian people.
Yeah.
You know, but not much, but it was a little. You take like an Italian boy married American girls. They thought something about that years ago. That's what I ain't referring to color, related color, but just that.
Hmm. Would now tell me about that then. That what would they say, or would folks ever have any?
Well, you really, in a long time ago, your Italian people, they had a pretty hard way to go in a way. It's pertaining to all that. In other words, they were actually, when they first came here, they were kind of looked down on too. See. And they had to come out their own self, in other words, bring it out. In other words, it was a, well, that's the way they referred to it. I mean, they just kind of, you take a lot of the American people, well, they call them rednecks, in a way.
Yeah, okay.
Well, they wouldn't want their daughter's thing over Italian.
Rednecks?
Yeah.
What would they call,
And then, I tell you, not a lot of it was your religion, too. Catholic religion.
Yeah.
See?
A lot of the rednecks were, what religion were they used with?
Well, they'd be a Baptist or, and that's what had a lot to do with it. Methodist. And you see, your Catholics had the rule that you got to be a, you know what, you should, your wife, whoever was, should raise your children as Catholics, and that's what made it rough. See, they wouldn't know. They didn't want to go wrong with that. But as far as with colored people now, it wasn't no such thing as a marriage, white and colored. Hell, they'd run them away.
Yeah.
Imagine this still is, it's not practical around here yet. You don't want to see it. Might be a coming thing, but it's not here.
It's a coming and a going.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody ever there, and they left the country.
Would folks say anything Italians to about Italians, or did you ever have any people say anything to you? What, did they have any names they would call?
To my Dagos?
Yeah, would they say that?
Oh yeah, that was a common expression.
All right.
Some people couldn't stand it. It didn't bother me.
Did?
Because it would. I never had been called it very much. I mean,
yeah.
No, it didn't bother me.
Because you're an American, right?
That's right. That was slang expression they called it for Dagos.
Yeah. And you mentioned rednecks. What class of people would they be using? Would they?